back to the Nutri-Medical Report, last evening I recorded about an hour and 7 minutes with Jim Fetzer. We talked about the WikiLeaks release. It indicated the direct fraud of the groping fraud that was planned with a advertisement by the Clinton cabal, if you want to call it the Clinton crime family, and the ongoing WikiLeaks releases. I think it's up to 10 releases now. The amount of time given by the regular media to the WikiLeaks releases and the FOIA documents from the that have been released as well, of all the speeches and other information, it's mind-boggling how they continue to pummel Donald Trump with unsubstantiated claims that he is assaulting females. And I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear another bit of this garbage. I don't want to see it on the news media. I want to concentrate on issues that are important to Americans. Hillary Clinton's literally gone to play possum until the so-called debate. It's very likely that she's using performance enhancements so that she can function and look like she's a normal person, but she's not. She's very unhealthy, almost certainly in terminal phases of Parkinson's disease. And the voter fraud is monumental. I looked at the news this morning, and one lady from Virginia that was on Fox News said they've already found 20 people who are registered to vote that are dead. They've had 1,000 people they've identified that were actually illegal aliens that have no ID whatsoever. And, of course, in states like California, they give driver's licenses. More than half the driver's licenses given to people in California are for illegals that have absolutely no status in no green card or anything. It's just mind-boggling. And what I see happening in America is total degradation. By the way, I saw Alan Combs' response saying, you know, how dare Trump kind of suggest that maybe there's total voter fraud or it's a stolen election. The people are going to be pretty damned angry if this election is stolen by Hillary Clinton. We know that she's losing. We know that the polls are phony because they're planning on doing massive voter fraud on the Diebold computers, which are basically using a GEM system of software. We want to hear your questions because I'm going to make the next 2 hours open to health and issues and geopolitical because the debate's coming up in 2 days and we need to really get off on this. Now, let's talk about some of the other issues in the major news media that are happening. This is we call it Sharia Law, SHE-RIAH. I thought this is funny, on WorldNet Daily. Hillary kept Michael Savage on the hate list, which is quite amazing. She actually kept him on the hate list so he couldn't travel to Britain because they wouldn't take him off this hate travel list. So apparently she personally emailed the chief counsel, Cheryl Mills, posted by WikiLeaks, and legal counsel. And she actually, in addition to a follow-up email, Mills explains the kind of ban imposed by the UK on Savage could happen in the United States under current law. So in the June 5th, 2009 email, the subject line, Savage holding pattern and next steps, is from Clinton herself from her private email account. So she's taking personal vendettas against a alternative radio broadcaster. This is not acceptable. This is a form of martial law tyranny. And you can imagine with this witch, if she gets into power, just how horrendous America will be. And I'll just lay it out for you. So if you're waffling on whether or not to vote for Trump, here's what you have to face. Even Jill Stein, you say, don't waste your vote on Clinton. She's probably already saying, Jill Stein, you know, I can work with Green Party issues with Donald Trump because he's a populist. But if you vote for Hillary, you're probably going to get World War III and tyranny. Number one, she's going to flood the nation with open borders with 600 million people over the next decade. Number two, she's going to destroy the economy by raising taxes. Number three, she's going to bring in martial law once enough terrorism happens. Number four, she's going to have relations with Russia that are such that they will precipitate a Mideast war and probably World War III. Number five, Hillary Clinton wants to destroy the family and any form of public religion. And you can see that with her attitude toward Catholics and evangelicals in the email. So what we have in the situation with Hillary Clinton is the very basis upon which the Judeo-Christian Republic is based will be destroyed by her. The idea of a national border and a nation itself will be destroyed by her. That our economy will be destroyed by her, and she'll flood the nation with lots of illegals that have no business being here. Now, we want people to come to the United States that are good families, whether they're Hispanic or from India or wherever, as long as they love this nation, love our Constitution, and don't want to bring in Sharia law. But this monster cannot become our president. Cannot. And I'm going to tell you, if she does steal it, it's going to be mind-boggling. They're also still trying to hide her health issues, and you can see them. Here's his analysis Among the recent WikiLeaks email stumps, perhaps the most important one is one that was overlooked by the mainstream media. It is Neera Tanden, Hillary Clinton's longtime political guru, warned campaign manager John Podesta not to raise the question of primary opponent Bernie Sanders' health because it would draw unwanted attention to the hidden truth about Hillary's health. Hard to think of anything more counterproductive than demanding Bernie's medical records, Mr. Tanden emailed Mr. Podesta, according to an email obtained by WikiLeaks from Mr. Podesta's personal inbox. Until the publication of my new book, Guilty as Sin, the truth about Hillary's health has been her campaign's closest guarded secret. Her physician, Lisa Bardak, has said that Hillary is as fit as a fiddle. Of course, she's a lying traitor. For a doctor to do that in the face of something where we have to know the health of her commander-in-chief is just obscene. So this Dr. Lisa Bardak needs to be disciplined. And then we have, of course, a situation with WikiLeaks. Hillary Clinton campaign plans to get ahead of hypersensitive health issues and tax issues. We have that article up. I'll post a video after the show. Hillary Clinton's three speeches to Goldman Sachs, and the full speeches, by the way, are here. She got reported in 2013, $675,000 for three speeches to Goldman Sachs. And we now know the actual substance. This is not, you know, airy fairy out there or the WikiLeaks, which it's unbelievable that she claimed that they were from Russia, they were trying to manipulate the election, when there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever. And, of course, that kind of rhetoric is dangerous, especially when we're taking back Mosul and when the Russians are with the Syrian forces are taking back and destroying ISIS in Aleppo, which, by the way, we're supporting. So this is totally unacceptable. The Great Pyramid secret rooms revealed two mysterious cavities are uncovered in Egypt's 4,500-year-old monument. That's an interesting aside. We'll talk about that with Leo Zagami on Thursday. The latest issue is despite the gift of Trump, Democrats struggle to win back Congress, and of course they're not winning. We also know that there was $1 million gift from Qatar given on Bill Clinton's birthday. Imagine a nation that that kills gays and lesbians, a nation that supports ISIS, from public documents and even the WikiLeaks that the Clintons know and the Democratic National Committee knows, and yet they take $1 million gift to Bill Clinton on his birthday from Qatar. Wow. Write-ins could propel Bernie Sanders in Vermont, even though he doesn't want to win. So Bernie Sanders may be written in Vermont to be the winner in that, and it'll take probably three or four electoral votes in Vermont away from Clinton. Lots of people have questions about the USCLA Times tracking poll. Here are some answers. Of course, the tracking poll basically used the same techniques 4 years ago to forecast the 2012 elections. And if you actually look at exactly how it's going, the Rasmussen poll is probably the most accurate, and it still puts Trump ahead. One of the things that I find particularly concerning is that our current status with Russia and Putin is that nuclear war is imminent as Russia tells citizens to find out where the closest bunkers are. This is not, conspiracy theory. This is actually after a October 4th to 7th war game in which 40 million Russian citizens did a war game simulation along with the senior people in Russia for emergency EMT work to prepare for nuclear war with NATO and the West. Now, do we have any preparations in America? Of course not. The smirking fool, Obama, should be a jester rather than the so-called king in the court. WikiLeaks, Podesta asked Clinton's lawyer, think we should hold emails to and from Obama. Of course, they're trying to use executive privilege there. Obama knew about this WikiLeaks, knew about this abnormal server long before he admitted it. He lied, and actually, this could be a means to impeach him before even Inauguration Day. So Obama's persuasive power to put to test as Clinton seeks a turnout. And, of course, they're not getting any turnout. She can't fill a gymnasium. And Trump can fill two stadia. It's just ridiculous. Obama and aides are weighing in last Friday to military options on Friday. U.S. President Obama and his top foreign advisors are expected to meet on Friday. That was last Friday. Consider military and other options in Syria. Any options which to try to set up a no-fly zone or come in direct conflict with Russia could precipitate not only a regional war but a nuclear war. These are the three consequences I expect. Russia will, number one, cyber attack our financial systems and our power grid. Number two, they will attack our military bases and our navy over in the Mediterranean and in the region. There's nothing we can do about it. And if we try to attack Russia, Russia can annihilate us. So this idea that we are going to take on Russia, we've done nothing in the past, we'll do nothing in the future. And under Trump, we can probably have a dialogue with Russia to collaborate to get rid of ISIS, which, by the way, America wants, the Masters of Chaos wants this disaster. By the way, Hillary, of course, is not going to be around until the so-called final debate. I believe that Trump will annihilate her in this debate, although the media is probably going to try to spin it and say that that's not the case. It's just ridiculous. I posted up also over the weekend a very interesting Bible code analysis of Hillary as the Whore of Babylon, and I think this code is actually pretty amazing, and I want you to understand that. If all goes well with the change agent of Donald Trump and Mike Pence and the movement, which is the people, it's not just these guys. Remember, it's moved by people who are sick and fed up. The poll shows 73% to 76% of Americans want a change in the government. Well, that's not going to come from Hillary Clinton, the candidate of globalism, the candidate of the just the same as ever Obama, who's been destroying the economy down to 1.3% growth per quarter. It's just obscene. And of course, breaking news, of course, the Clinton camp email caught mandating criminal activity from the staff. This is all well proven. I have a very extensive review of all these things. Also, one of the other announcements I want to make is I have posted up the Prayer of the 12 Stones Michelle asked me to do last week with a picture of the breastplate. You'll see that if you pull up the PDF, you can see the full prayer available there. Now let's go over to some of the latest news items and the top news stories and have a look at some of the most important things. In terms of the BRICS nations, what's going on, the rekindling an India-Russia romance, so in other words, India and Russia are reconnecting. What's going on, of course, with Mosul is we're about to take over with the Peshmerga forces and the Iraqi forces. Finally, there's some cooperation with the American Air Force. In Syria, the situation is very dire. Russia announces Aleppo is a humanitarian pause. So they're giving a pause to allow the things for humanitarian aid to get in. Turkey seeks to expand the border or safe zone 45 kilometers into Syria. This is extremely dangerous and stupid on the part of Turkey because if they come in conflict with Russia, they're going to precipitate a conflict that will result in the Russians using heavy weapons to destroy Turkey. So they'll, as Putin has stated to Mr. Erdogan, he will turn this war into Stalingrad, and that is pretty serious talk. And when we want inherent Russian resolve strikes targets ISIL in Syria and Iraq. So the Russians are not playing around here. They're actually going to do it. We didn't. Under Obama, we pretended to do these things. And now the latest, of course, is Julian Assange. He's continued to send this barrage of emails. WikiLeaks that Julian Assange's internet access is cut. It says an unidentified state actor has shut down internet access for Julian Assange's transparency activist has been claiming asylum at London's Ecuadorian embassy. The unidentified state actor has shut down internet access for his founder, Julian Assange. So something's going on there where they actually cut off his internet access inside the embassy. That's not reasonable, and I'm sure that he's going to have ways of getting around that. John Podesta, of course, takes a swipe at Assange as his WikiLeaks continue to release hacked Podesta emails. Podesta is a criminal, just like the rest of the Democrats. It really is pretty obscene. Let's travel over to the latest in Trump. Trump is basically counter-punching, but he's going to stick to the issues. And Chris Wallace's interview on Wednesday, only the last section will talk about the fitness for president. Well, they try to claim that Donald Trump is not fit, even though he's probably one of the most successful businessmen in American history. He's an alpha male. He has not done anything wrong to assault or rape any women. There's no absolute substantive claims that can be proven of that. And what we have is a situation where the media are piling on to try to destroy his reputation, not only destroy him in his run for president, but also destroy his business, which is based on his label. Up in Canada, which is a totally communist country, and pretty damned obscene, to be honest with you. I lived there many years, and I can tell you The Canadians under Pierre-Alain Trudeau, now his son Justin Trudeau, are extremely red. They don't have freedom of press. In fact, when I had a show there across Canada on CTV radio when I was back for a few years, they threatened to arrest me, and I threatened them back. So I got to tell you, Canada is disgusting. There is no freedom of speech, and if you talk about issues such as gay and lesbian groups, Muslims, or anybody else, you can be arrested. Well, they didn't try to do it with me because they knew I had a U.S. show as well. And plus, I'm the big bad wolf, as they say. Legally, if they dealt with me, they'd have a hell of a time. Let's see. Julian Assange turned WikiLeaks into Trump's best friend. Of course it's his best friend. He knows what's going on. By the way, there's some pretty good proofs that back in 2010, Hillary Clinton did have a discussion about taking out Julian Assange with a drone kill. So that just gives you an idea just how dangerous the Clintons are. That's interesting news there. My video that I posted up on YouTube is now available. You can see that also over in Vimeo. Vimeo tends to have a little bit, has very high quality video. In fact, I can put it higher DPI. It's WikiLeaks exposes a group, the groping plot against Trump. Which, by the way, they even had an ad out. So we talked about that with Jim Fetzer last night for over an hour. That's available right now on YouTube. You'll see it also posted at the top of the Friday show. So you can see that link there over on the Friday show. And the other thing you'll see there is Hillary Hora Babylon Bible Code. And then finally the October 14th recap of Twiland.info with Ann Morrison, and we did quite a long program there, too, over an hour with Ann, going over everything from nuclear safety across America, hot reactor shutdowns, to climate change, to, you know, basically all the most important scientific issues that affect everybody on the planet, including primary water, which, by the way, I'll be having, I have a video up for over an hour on primary water with Paul Power. You can look at that as well on both Vimeo and YouTube. So, let's talk about some of the key issues here in terms of what's different about Nutramedic and what we're doing new. We will have this week the Nutru Silver, which is the next advance on silver in terms of delivery of the most powerful silver antipathogenic. We have the only Tesla-activated acre case, the iodine and Nutriodine monoatomic Tesla-activated plasma iodine. We have the highest-grade German-sourced Allicin Med that has 200 milligrams more than Alamed at a half the price. That's our antipathogenic. We have, of course, the Nutrient Defense that I personally designed that's the most powerful protected against radiation, cancer, and oxidative stress, as well as blocking all virus and bacteria entry into pathogen, entry into tissues, blocking the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and boosting natural killer cells. We have upgraded forms now of Collagen Max that includes biotin. We have Allicin Med. These are all on sale. Nutrient Defense, Vitamin Mineral Max. And over on, also in our sales, we have Life Support Vanilla. We used to have the chocolate, now it's the vanilla. And it's also free shipping. It's a large 28.15-ounce canister, huge canister. We have the QR May device on time payments. I think it's either over 4 or 6 months. You can talk to Michelle. That's a fantastic deal because you get all your QR Mays for your family all covered. And, of course, we have Green Tea Supreme, which is to boost your metabolism and pull toxins out of your body. And CardioVasc, which is roughly 2 to 3 months of free shipping as well, 180 capsules. Back in a moment with your questions, 800-313-9443, and we're going to talk more about what's going on with the election cycle.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And I'm back. It is a sad day when you see a number of people still supporting Hillary Clinton. Of course, the media are so corrupt now. We see basically a media coup d'etat. This is very serious. A media coup d'etat means that you have the media literally trying to turn America into a banana republic. And, of course, if you see the amount of corruption going on with the Clintons in the past, imagine a government totally run by them, which is their piggy bank, where they turn America into no longer a United States of America, but just a place on the map for the globalists. When you see them selling out to nations that have Sharia law, like Qatar and Saudi Arabia, when you see them trying to corrupt the school systems, the education, and Obamacare, they're not going to get rid of it. They have death panels. They're going to continue crushing the middle class and certainly not helping the blacks and Hispanics. Wake up. And wake up, women, to think that this alpha male that has been a media person for a long time, is being, literally, his reputation is being besmirched by a cabal of criminal media. This media needs to be majorly sued. In fact, the advice I saw there from Herman Cain was, sue all of the people who are making false accusations in the media, and number one, and number two, dismiss it and move on to the issues that people want to hear about. Talk about the economy. Let's go through each of the issues and what we need to do. Number one, we need to lower taxes. The tax rate here in for business and for middle class in America is one of the highest in the world. Tax rate in China is 20%, in Canada it's 15% for small media business. We have Obamacare, which has penalties if you have more than a certain number of employees because you have to pay for the health insurance, which is skyrocketing through the ceiling. So it crushes small business. We have people that have to get two or three part-time jobs and they don't get benefits. We have more people that don't not only not have insurance, but 86% can't afford the copays. We have a system where illegals are coming into the country. Many of them are terrorists. We also have imams inside our mosques that are homegrown terrorism, where first and second generation people from Muslim countries are being taught by imams to believe that Sharia law trumps the American Constitution. This should be a disqualifier and should be basis to deport people back to their home country. We have a situation where Hillary and Bill Clinton... Well, basically, they are prostituting America to the highest bidders. And I'm going to tell you, if you're responsible by voting for her, I'm praying against you. I'm praying for vile judgments to fall on your head if you vote for this whore of Babylon. And you need to know that there's going to be serious consequences. If you think that we will passively go into that night if this election is stolen from Donald Trump, let me tell you, it's not going to happen. So Alan Combs and all you out there that think this is going to be just fine and we're just going to accept the polls, no, we're not. The polls are lying. We know the Rasmussen poll. We know that we can, with Donald Trump, fill two stadia and she can't fill a gymnasium. She's not even around her most of the time for the so-called campaign, and she won't deal with issues. All she'll deal with is making vile attacks against Donald Trump when her own husband and her not only sexually assaulted women but also harassed them afterward to the point where many of them had to leave the country for fear for their lives. So this is not morally equivalent. And for anybody, including these shrill broadcasters that try to say this, they need to be fired and they need to be removed from the journalistic business, because journalism or the force of the state should be one of our most sacred institutions, but it's being treated like a street whore. It's not okay. It's not okay to have the media do a pile-on to our presidential candidates. It's not okay, and again, I'm voting for the amendment to get rid of Citizens United to have mega dollars from billionaires that are being used to try to push in Trump because they're globalists. And when you look at all these speeches from that Hillary's done to Goldman Sachs and the banks of Brazil about open borders, everything she said is a lie. Everything. She said that the Trans-Pacific Partnership was a gold standard. Both her and Tim Kaine, I called cocaine, because he was like a rabbit on crack cocaine when he was on that last debate with Mike Pence. It's just obscene. So there's no basis whatsoever to say that she's up front, that she's way ahead in the polls. It's a lie. And I can tell you right now, I'm expecting if the election happens fairly and correctly, you'll see a landslide for Donald Trump, and he'll start to clean up Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. He'll start to clean up our international business options. He'll clean up the military and build it stronger so we could fight a two-front war if we need to. He'll refix the economy so black and Hispanic people have charter schools, safe drives and walks to their school or the place of business or shopping, and that we have a country where no matter where you live in the city or the country, you'd be proud to be an American of whatever skin color you are. And we won't have Sharia law in this country ever. Back in a moment with your comments and questions, 800-313-9443. And we're going to turn and talk about wellness, nutraceuticals, and protocols next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. One of the things I wanted to go over is how to use the services here at NutraMedical. The first thing is you need to know, if you go right under the right-hand panel that says NutraMedical Associates, you'll see just below the picture of myself and Michelle, you'll see a picture that says shows a stethoscope, has a little container with what appears to be vegetables, and then there's some vitamin capsules and tablets below that. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the program. I spent an hour plus last night with Jim Fetzer talking about the WikiLeaks release, showing the pylon of groping attacks against Donald Trump, the literally coup d'etat by the fourth estate, the media, against the American public. And this morning I saw Fox News report with a Democrat basically saying, you know, that how dare Trump do this? It could cause violence. Well, they just firebombed the GOP offices in North Carolina. People need to understand that what's going on right now.
Well, CNN blamed Trump for that.
No, well, they blame Trump for something that the other side does. It's just irrational. Now,
well,
I saw
but
one
that's how they work all the time.
Well, I saw one of the reports was out of Virginia, and one lady was on this morning, that 20 people who were registered to vote were dead. There were 1,000 that were illegals that had no right to even be here, are actually in the voter rolls in Virginia. They're already doing massive voter fraud already. And, of course, the biggest fraud is they're trying to pretend these polls all reflect the actual state of the election, when in fact the Rasmussen poll always still puts Trump ahead. And it's my feeling, despite
the reason is they intend to steal the election as much as they can in those states that use computerized voting. Almost all of them use the GEMS, G-E-M-S, source code. And that is totally, completely designed to steal elections. It allows them to plug in the percentages that they want each candidate to have, and they can do it even across the entire state in a matter of seconds. And it cannot be detected either while it's happening or afterwards. It is, you know, and the reason they're coming out and so consistently lying is If there's, in reality, Trump is probably 65-70% or more. And if people saw that and then all of a sudden he loses, they'll say, well, they stole it. But if they're being told that Hillary is running ahead just a little bit and Hillary manages to win by just a little bit, they say, well, I guess they were right.
Yeah, yeah. I think what's going on right now is so obscene. It would not at all surprise me if the voters, if they do steal the election, if you see the Trump side of people kind of losing it, you know, not only filing legal suits, but the level of action that I really don't want to see in America. And I'm not expecting violence, but I really think that things are going to get way out of hand here, especially when Hillary does what she's going to do in the first 100 days. It's going to be mind-boggling.
Well, the big news today is the Syrian talks in Lausanne, Switzerland have ended without any breakthrough at all, without any progress. And now talks are going on between the foreign ministers of the major NATO powers as to the next step to do, which will probably mean war with Russia inside of Syria, and almost certainly will mean a general Middle East war. I said almost 2 weeks ago that I felt the chances of us going to war with Russia in Syria were about 40-50%, and if that happened, 25-50% probability that it would go into all-out Third World War. I now have revised that. I say at least 50-60% probability of war between United States and NATO allies against Russia and her allies inside of Syria. I'm keeping the other part still at 25-50%, spitting into all-out Third World War. This is more dangerous than the Suez Missile Crisis of 56 and the Cuban Missile Crisis of 62 combined. This is very serious. The European papers have been full of this. The British papers in particular are very concerned. On Friday, the House of Commons had an emergency three-hour session on going to war with Russia in Syria. Many of the government leaders and even some of the Labor Party opposition were calling for the RAF to begin attacking Russian planes and Syrian planes within Syria. The Russians have very clearly said that they have the S-400, S-300 systems and the fighter aircraft there. They will not tolerate that, and they will defend Syria and themselves. This is nuts. There's no reason for us or Britain or any of the NATO allies to be going to war with Russia, either in Syria or any place else on this earth. This is the globalists who are determined, the Rothschild-headed Khazarian globalist banksters who are determined to rule the entire planet. They're absolutely scared that Trump could pull off an election victory. They cannot tolerate losing the world's sole superpower. We spend more on military than all other countries combined. They have to have us. And they are playing the war card. This is something I've been talking about for weeks. And it appears they're playing the war card. Now, there's three possibilities that's happening. Either we're headed into all-out World War III, or we're headed into war with Russia in Syria, and it will stop short of all-out World War III. Or three, it's a big psychop operation. If it is a psychological operation, warfare operation, it really doesn't make much sense because in the United States, the mainstream media has been quarantining the story as much as possible.
Yeah, I'll give a little alternative to that, and based on the biblical timelines of multiple people who have written over the last centuries or so, what I expect is that I think there'll be enough bloodshed to force a peace treaty. And I think that that bloodshed's going to start very shortly because it's obvious they want to have a major conflict before, right after the election. Before, so they can create a martial law type situation if they think that Trump is going to counterpunch. And this Wednesday will determine it. Because I believe that Wednesday, if Trump stays on topic, because Mike Wallace is going to ask specific questions dealing with policy, and only the last segment of 15 minutes is going to deal with the fitness to be president. Now, it's obvious from the WikiLeaks and the FOIA documents, Hillary Clinton is not ethically fit to be president. She's also not medically fit to be president. and she doesn't have the stamina to do the job. So she should be disqualified. Donald Trump, they try to say, is basically a serial groper, and that he's not doesn't have the character or the experience, which is totally false. He's put out more policy statements than any other presidential candidate in American history, and they're very specifically finding solutions to every problem. The media have blacked it out, though, because all they want to talk about is this latest Trump of what I call women of disrepute that are basically lying. Many of them are doing what's called dirt for dollars. For example, one of them showed up with Gloria Allred. So you guarantee that woman is going to get a lot of money with allying herself with Gloria Allred. So the situation, to me, is going to blow up in their face, because if Trump wins, he's going to start cleaning out not only the Department of Justice, but he's going to not only have a special prosecutor against the Clinton Foundation, Clinton and Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton and Bill Clinton, but you're going to also see the people like Comey. He's going to be hauled before a special grand jury. You're going to see Loretta Lynch, who did basically met with Bill Clinton, with Bill Clinton just before the decision whether or not they're going to prosecute Hillary. We now have the WikiLeaks that have shown direct collaboration with the White House. The White House tried to lie and said they didn't know until later, which is not true. That could be grounds to impeach Obama before his last few months of office, before the January 17th transfer of power. What I see happening is a total decay, because the globalists can't lose America. If they lose America, the New World Order is over. They've already lost Britain with Brexit, and now they're trying to fiddle and fuss around. The population of Britain is not going to put up with it. They put in this May as the prime minister, and she's trying to fiddle it to make sure it doesn't happen because she's not supporting it. That's not going to work. The people have had it, and it's not just here in this country. It's around the world. Everybody's catching on, including in Russia and China, and they're fully aware that the New World Order wants to vastly reduce the world population. I mentioned this last night with Jim Fetzer. You have to see the Van chessboard, like, you know, the comment by Zbigniew Brzezinski, their grand chessboard, of what these Satanists want to do. And it's so evil. It's so evil. Anybody who supports it themselves are vile and evil. So face-to-face when we
Now look, Dr. Bill, it's only evil if you think the deaths of 4 or 5 billion people, genocide of 4 or 5 billion people, is wrong.
Right, and the problem is people like Alan Combs, who says, you know, you can incite violence. No, you steal an election, you're going to get violence. You force in a witch who's going to bring in martial law or have open borders, you're going to have violence. You start trying to seize people's guns, you're going to have violence. So everything that I see coming, it means America is going to a seething mass of chaos if Hillary Clinton gets in. If Donald Trump gets in, he's going to systematically start dissecting away the evil inside Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, the collaboration with the media. The media are going to get trounced. As far as I'm concerned, legal action needs to be taken to kind of take them down. And
there are six corporations that control almost 100% of the American news media, and I'm talking all newspapers, magazines, radio, television stations, as well as the networks. Needs to be broken up.
Right. They need to break it all up.
But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. What you have are people in Congress, just as you have them in Europe. Look what's happened in Europe. There are millions of military-aged Muslims that from North Africa and Arabia that have invaded Europe. I'm about to post on my blog, Europe, some videos in Paris, and just unbelievable. It's just it's a war zone, and they're fighting the police in the streets. It shows places where the police come out of their own homes in civilian clothes with their helmets on, fighting in their neighborhoods because these people are taking over. And this is a war against Western civilization. They're setting us up for this Albert Pike's Third World War. It's being shoved down our throats by the people at the top. And one of the things that Trump has to do is start arresting some of these senators and congressmen that have been taking money from foreign powers, and that includes Israel, to do their bidding. They are elected to serve the citizens of the United States of America, not Israel, not Turkey, not any other foreign power, and it's time that some people end up sitting on their butts in a prison cell. That would straighten some stuff up real quick.
It needs to happen, too. The problem is, if it doesn't happen,
it needs to happen.
If it doesn't happen, you're going to have an American Civil War, and this one will be a lot bloodier than the last one. A lot bloodier.
Yep.
And if these politicians think they're going to get away unscathed, they're delusional.
Well, we're going to end up dead in World War III. Most of us are going to end up dead if we don't put a stop to this. Uh-huh. And I wish I was exaggerating. I wish I had a tinfoil hat on. But the sad fact of the matter is, if you analyze this, which I have repeatedly and logically, and follow the logic through, this stuff can only be described as demonic. It's only leading in a certain direction. I've seen it unfold for years. I keep hoping I'm wrong, and I keep being proved right, and damn, you know? And now we're literally on the crust of the abyss.
Right.
And why? Why are we involved in Syria? Why are we getting ready to fight Russia? Why?
Oh, I'll tell you why. And I laid it out for Jim Fetzer. I said, look, our evil on Earth is exoplanetary. If you know, like I do, much higher levels of the Masonic and Satanic orders than the average mundane citizen or the average religious person, that's what I call in kindergarten level religion, here's the facts. The globalists want the following. And I had a discussion yesterday with Ron Klapps, the head of A4M. 3 years ago, he was at the Burj Dubai Hotel in Qatar, and they were talking about the World Economic Forum, and the World Economic Forum wasn't trying to push anti-aging technology. It was trying to push transhumanism and massive reduction of world population. So the globalists like Hillary want to put in carbon credits. Now what they want is they want to outlaw wild reproduction. They want to basically vastly reduce the world population using carbon credits and economic devastation and war. And they want a nuclear war. They don't want Americans or Europeans to survive this war. They want economic and ecological chaos, because when storms like Matthew whip up the coast of the United States and go through Haiti and kill 500-600 people, they like that. They don't want people to survive. They want to vastly reduce the world population by 90%. And then they want to replace that with a drone class that are neither male nor female, which is why they're pushing people like Mike the Spike, I call it, Michelle Obama, is obviously a male. And it's obviously that these two girls are adopted, that this is not a normal family, although the first term of Obama he tried to pretend it was. Second one, he obviously came out as gay as a blade. And the fact is, when they have these lights, it's not a matter that they really like gays and lesbians. They want to destroy the family. And eventually, if they make genetic engineered human beings in laboratories, the connectedness, as I mentioned this last night to Jim Fetzer, because he never thought of it, even as a philosophy president for 35 years at the university, if you disconnect human beings from the genetics of the heritage, because we're owned by our ancestors, and we have our posterity is the future of human race reproduced by us. If you separate out humanity and create transhumans that are neither human nor animal, or even genetically and cybernetically enhanced, you no longer have a human race. It's owned and connected to a state that can manufacture whatever it deems, including genes that can actually make sure it won't fight against tyranny, like the NMDA receptor genes. So what people need to start understanding, you lose the idea that people without a genetic heritage have no right for having inalienable rights given by God, because they're no longer made by God through his plan through the family. They're now manufactured in laboratories and in birthing facilities where you have to submit your gametes or even just your genetics from a punch biopsy of your skin, where they can now make ova and sperm. And they can also put in genes from animals, from other human beings, and so on, to manufacture whatever child you want, you know, and made-to-order babies.
Yep.
So if people don't understand that this is what's really coming,
Hillary has already said that she thinks that it's the state that should be responsible for raising the children.
Well,
I mean, see, they want to break up the whole divine concept of family. God knows what he's doing. And he made us male and female. He didn't make us all these weird stuff. He created the family unit. That's the basis of human society, and has been since we've existed.
Yeah, but the thing is,
they think they're smarter than God.
No, they don't think they're smarter than God. They think they're more evil than God. They're going to control. See, the devil is not a destroyer. People have to understand that. The creator and the destroyer is God. The devil's just the perverter, the bringer of lies. And so when he perverts civilization, he wants to take God's children and destroy them by literally perverting them to the point where they come under God's judgment. That's what he wants to do. Back in a moment, your comments and questions, 800-313-9443. This debate coming up Wednesday is going to be the final nail in the coffin of Hillary. If it isn't, and they steal the election, God help us all.
Yeah.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
So Tim, when we look at the consequences to this election, I expect a martial law, I expect war, I expect a false peace treaty, I expect the tribulation to start almost immediately if Hillary Clinton gets in. I expect a period of grace like the King of Nineveh repenting in sackcloth and ashes if Trump gets in. I expect America to become again the pressing superpower holding back destruction to the planet and the human race. I expect evangelism around the world to spread with the gospel, which has not been preached to the whole world, the gospel of oneness of all peoples, nations, and languages, like the coat of many colors. I expect that Christians will be proud of their nation and won't have their religion destroyed by a Supreme Court that will remove religion from the public spaces. I expect that we'll have freedom of communication so that the Internet, which has been passed on by Obama to an organization in L.A. that means the United Nations will take it over, and they will try to destroy alternative broadcasting and the ability to have opinions that otherwise are against the globalist New World Order.
Well, Obama has just come out within the last 2 days and talked about the Wild West and all these conspiracy theories that are being talked about on the Internet, and that needs to be controlled. Well, you know,
that's called tyranny.
Fool. Well, yes, it's tyranny. Freedom of speech means freedom of speech. It doesn't mean it freedom of speech as long as you happen to agree with this jackass that calls himself our president, who was born abroad, who constitutionally isn't able to hold the office, is nothing but a puppet and a front man. I don't have to kiss his butt. I don't have to say what he approves of.
Yeah, but
that's not America. My ancestors fought for this country way back to the Revolutionary War.
I'm going to tell you one thing or another, that absolutely Hillary, even if they steal the election, she will never be my president. Never.
Well, we are in a really horrific place. These people want us dead. They want our culture dead, our nation dead. They want our economy dead. They want our Christian religion dead. They want everything dead. Let me tell you a little conversation I had a few minutes ago with one of my best friends. He's Jewish. I won't give his name, but he's very pro-Israel. But he is aware of the global banking cartel, what they're doing. He's very pro-Trump. He knows that we're really up against it, and now he's become aware of just how dangerous this situation is with Russia in the Middle East. And, you know, he agrees with me. I mean, there's no point in this nonsense. And he was talking about, he has some food items. He has a very expensive home, and he's got some food items stored. But, you know, what to get, what to do. And, of course, I gave him some suggestions. I told him I think probably that we're not going to be an all-out nuclear war, but I cannot rule that.
We will eventually, because what this stuttering peace that we have will lead to war eventually. But the peace will bring about the peace treaty, which means and I'm going to make the statement, but thus saith the Lord, when war looks most absolute, the final peace treaty and the period of 7 years shall appear. When it's signed and sanctified on Sukkot, the last 7 years of judgment will fall on the world. And in the middle of that
Sukkot starts in what,
the battle of Armageddon will start in the middle of that 7 year period, just like the Bible says. So
Sukkot starts in what, a week now?
Yes, I think so, yeah. It's even closer than that. Closer. Back in a moment with hour number two. Stay right there, Tim. We want to take your questions, 800-313-9443. Say exactly what your question or statement is. Don't make it fuzzy. You won't get on air if you do.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.